You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seen their struggles and challenges, and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Is that the best you can do? Think about where you used this question last, and you'll probably say you were car shopping. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of the Business Forum Show, I've heard countless stories of success and thousands of tragedies of failure. As I looked at the mental obstacles we put in our pathways by default, I thought about this question. Is that the best you can do? Why not ask it of ourselves? Wouldn't it change everything if we did? The answer is yes, so I wrote the book titled, Is That the Best You Can Do? I drew from the many experiences I've had with people who are clearly not doing their best, and of course, those who were. The difference lies in the mindset and the tactics. Is that the best you can do? It teaches you how to find success by design instead of failure by default. Is that the best you can do? Visit our Facebook page, Is That the Best You Can Do? And then find it on Kindle on Amazon and start changing your life today. I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, talking about the traits of the lucky and how to make sure that chance favors you in life. And so talk about the, we were talking a little bit about your situation with the soldier and yep. basic training. And so visit about that and how that all played out before you graduated.
Like I said, we would spend every night. There was we had kind of a room thing where it was when I was in basic training. There was, I think, four bunk beds. So there was eight of us in a room, and mm-hmm. they were, you know, we had two rooms for the first squad. Every night, the room that he was in, the same room that I was in, every night, you know, we'd get done at like 11 or 12 o'clock. We're spending at least an hour every night doing more push-ups with him, doing more sit-ups with him, working him through it every morning. You know, we'd get up 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, be doing the same thing. And during when we were doing our PT, when we were out doing PT, when we were running, somebody was – one of the guys in our platoon, in our squad, was always helping him, was not helping him like, you know, just taking the load from him. Encouraging him, helping him, pushing him further and further and further to where, like I said, he couldn't do one push-up. When we had our first, you know, initial test when you go through, mm-hmm. he couldn't do one push-up, and he could do, I think, two or three sit-ups. He was not a physically adept human being at all. And we got done. You know, the drill sergeant said, you know, you guys continue to do this. There's no way. I mean, and he kind of threw, the drill sergeant threw that out there to challenge us and to challenge him. No way, Baker. No way you're graduating. There's mm-hmm. no way. Not going to happen. And so we keep working, we keep working, we keep working. Day comes to take the test. And, you know, I get done doing my push-ups. I get up. I'm running. Where's Baker at? Where's he at? Is he done yet? Is he taking it yet? And I wasn't – everybody in my squad was looking for him. As soon as they finished, they were trying to figure out where he was at and if he had taken it yet. And it ended up being he's taking his – he's doing his push-up test, and he's got – 8-10 guys all standing around him. And normally, you know, they wouldn't allow that in basic training.
Yes.
But the drill sergeants were so, you know, were pumped up by it as well, because they couldn't, not only could they couldn't believe that he was doing it, but that he was actually, he was going to pass. And it was pretty obvious as he started doing his push-up, they were pretty sure he was going to pass, but that so many people were so juiced up and so involved in it, the drill sergeant couldn't believe it. You know, he was having a great time. We're standing there cheering him on, pushing him, come on, you can do it. And he passed. I think we were more excited than he was. I mean, mm-hmm. he was on cloud nine because he didn't think there was any way he was going to do it.
Yep.
We were, that's why you do it. But he was open to the possibility. He accepted it. He had a positive attitude around it. He created his own luck, so mm-hmm. to speak. I was thinking about it just before we started talking about that. People create their own bad luck as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And they get that more so than they get positive luck. They create bad luck all the time. And they assume that's just bad luck happening. No, you did something to deserve that bad luck. Now, you may not be open to the possibility that it's your fault that that happened, but you got fired. Wow, that's really unlucky. Mm-hmm. What did you do to create that? Because it was something. You know, they make up all kinds of excuses as to why that really happened. No, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and until you can get past that mindset, you're going to have bad luck. That's the luck you're going to have. You need to accept your responsibility in it.
Along those lines, and it's really interesting, until that acceptance of responsibility comes along, there's just like a snowball
Absolutely.
That goes in that direction, and it can get really, really ugly and unfortunate. There was a situation or a gentleman that I was I've been personally aware of for the last couple of years. And when I had my first interaction with his organization, I just, you know, because of his attitude, the way other people were treated around him and whatnot, I just elected to just detach and not be a part of it altogether. But
yep.
I nonetheless have known several of the people that have been around this individual.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened in the last couple of years? His wife has divorced him and left him.
Yep.
The bank that had him employed as a, and I don't know exactly what his capacity was, but it was about 3-4 months ago, they decided that he wasn't a good fit with the team anymore.
Yep.
He was on the board of directors of a organization in his community, and they all elected him off
Yep.
the board. And, you know, one by one, these people that he thought of as his friends have done everything they can to distance themselves from him. And he's not seen this, and he's gone around to mm-hmm. all these different people around him and, you know, offered his advice on this and his advice on that, and he hasn't got it that everybody who's seen him and touched him in any way, shape, or form is going, there's some bad karma, some bad voodoo going on around yep. this guy, and I don't want to be anywhere even close to him.
Correct.
And I don't know why I got elected to be the person to share this. Maybe it was by... There's a part of me that I really dislike it when I'm around groups of people who continually talk poorly about somebody else. At some yep. point, I think somebody has the obligation, let's share this with this guy in,
yep.
in a respectful way, but let's share it with him.
Yep.
And so I did, and I shared with him before I actually talked about some of the issues that, you know, that maybe he might consider he was contributing to. But I did share with him. I said, you know, that even on the Business Forum show, we visit with business owners and business leaders all the time, and a good many of them are mm-hmm. not necessarily the kind of business people you'd want to emulate
right.
and model your business behind. And I just told them that until they recognize that there are problems and there are issues that they themselves personally are contributing to,
yep.
that this snowball of failure just keeps picking up more snow, and like the illustration of the snowball going down the hill, it gets
Correct.
Bigger, it rolls faster, and it destroys bigger things
Correct.
The bigger it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told him, I said, you know, have you thought to consider the failure that has come along in your life recently? Have you thought to consider how many people have been alienated even by a single contact with you? Have you thought about all this stuff? Because if you recognize it and discover it, you might find a brand new person in yourself
Yep.
for the future, and maybe Correct. Things will be better. And I shared that with him and told him he was welcome to get in contact with me, you know, to chat about it further. And about a week or so went by, and then he emails me, and it was all very negative kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, unfortunately, the snowball still rolls.
Yep. And that's just the way it's going to be, and that's life. And you know what? People like that are going to find lots of people to blame, lots of different things to blame. Mm-hmm. They'll blame people. They'll blame their economy. They'll blame the government. They'll blame their parents. They won't ever accept their own role in, yeah, chance favors the prepared. Mm. Poor luck favors the negative-minded, favors the unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
And it will continue to snowball and snowball and snowball. Because one of the things, the snowball works as far as luck is concerned as well.
Mm-hmm.
It just starts rolling downhill. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger as far as good things happening. As far as bad things happening, it just will continue to snowball. And somewhere along the line, you got to decide, do you want to get off that crazy train or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, okay, then just sit and enjoy the ride. It's not going to be anything fun. But you've apparently decided that's what you want to be on.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the last few minutes that we have left here, Dave, let's visit a little bit about victor versus victim mentality, because this has a lot to do with what luck you attract.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the traits that a victor-type mentality person shows to the rest of the world?
Basically, you're looking ownership, accountability, responsibility. They take their own ownership for whatever's happening. They take whatever their role is, whatever their piece of that responsibility is. They take ownership in that, and what do I need to do to fix it? What do I need to do better? They don't blame it on somebody else. This is what I need to do to move forward. Yep, that happened. That was unfortunate. I didn't like the outcome, but this is what I need to do to be successful. This is what I need to do to continue to move forward, regardless of what that was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the general mindset. Then you have the people that blame somebody else every time there's an issue. They make all kinds of excuses as to why it's not their fault. And they're really in denial that they have any responsibility for it. You know, it's I was watching the new Brother versus Brother remodeling show.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got two teams, and at the end last night's episode, there's two people left on the one team, and he says, okay, so why should I keep you? And so he asked the one person, and she came up with, well, I did this wrong but I fixed this. And you know, she was talking about, she accepted responsibility for the stuff, and this is what I need to do going forward. And then he asked the other guy, and the other guy says, well, you know, it was her fault that we did this. And then, well, she was sick a couple of days, so then I had to do this. And then, well, then she did this wrong, so then I had to go fix that. His entire little spiel about why you should keep me was blaming her, making excuses for everything.
I was victimized.
Exactly. So which one do you think left?
Well, the intelligent person would say, let's get rid of the person who's making excuses, blaming somebody else, and obviously in denial of their own failures.
And fortunately, the person making the decision was intelligent.
Very good. So there you have it, folks. Victors versus victim. Which one are you? If you like to blame people, make excuses, and you're in denial when somebody brings these things to your attention, you might be on the victim side. Not might be, you are. And chance will not favor you. Kevin Hunter and David Ford on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.